From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The leaders of the United States and South Korea Friday reaffirmed the need to bring Pyongyang back to the negotiating table by applying maximum sanctions and pressure, according to the office of President Moon Jae-in. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders for the U.S. was asked to clarify Donald Trump's stance on diplomacy with Pyongyang.
The president's looking for an integrated process, and we're continuing to move forward on that. We take North Korea extremely seriously, and all options are on the table. That hasn't changed.
Moon and President Trump spoke by telephone Friday. The White House said in a statement the two leaders discussed the close and continuing cooperation between the United States, South Korea, and Japan in the coordinated response to North Korea's continued destabilizing and escalatory behavior. President Trump has asked Congress for nearly $8 billion in aid for relief and recovery efforts in Texas and Louisiana after Hurricane Harvey damaged the Gulf Coast region last week. The request is considered just an initial Harvey relief package. Mr. Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are visiting Houston and Lake Charles, Louisiana, and meeting this Saturday with storm survivors to see firsthand the damage caused by flooding. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner has warned some residents that their homes may not dry out for weeks.
Let me tell you one of the reasons why I think we will be back within a year, if not less. And that's because of the people in the city, corporations and people that are just going over and above, showing their support early.
The storm has displaced more than 1 million people and claimed lives of dozens of others. This is VOA News. The White House says President Trump will announce his decision Tuesday on whether or not to end the Obama administration policy that protects children of undocumented immigrants who entered the United States illegally. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters earlier this week the Trump administration was still reviewing the program known as DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Mr. Trump had pledged on the campaign trail to scrap the program, calling it amnesty. Since taking office, he has said the issue is one of the most difficult he has dealt with as president. House Speaker Paul Ryan and several other Republican lawmakers are urging the president not to cancel the program. Ryan says he believes Congress should come up with a way of protecting people now in the program. A group of state attorneys grappling with the issue in their states had set a Tuesday deadline for a decision from the administration. Analysts say, however, it might still be possible for the administration to negotiate an extension based on the fact that the Department of Homeland Security, the agency responsible for implementing the change, currently is occupied with the substantial aftermath of Hurricane Harvey in Texas and Louisiana. Approximately 400 people have died in violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State over the past week. That's according to military officials, who also say that all of them, or almost all of them, are Muslim insurgents. The military Facebook page reported the number, saying 370 were insurgents and more than two dozen killed were either police or civilians. Members of the minority Rohingya Muslim community, however, have reported attacks on their villages that left scores dead and forced thousands to flee. Robert Raffaele has more.
The officer in charge of Teknef police station said the bodies of the Rohingya Muslim refugees had been buried at a local graveyard. On Thursday, 26 bodies of women and children were recovered after three boats carrying Rohingya fleeing violence in Myanmar capsized in Bangladesh.
Human Rights Watch said Saturday satellite imagery recovered Thursday in Rohingya Muslim village shows the destruction of 700 buildings. Russia's foreign ministry has accused the FBI of planning a search of its San Francisco consulate Saturday after ordering its closure Thursday. A spokeswoman for the ministry, Maria Zakharova, said the search, which the United States has not confirmed, would create a direct threat to the security of Russian citizens. She said in a statement that American Special Forces intend on September 2nd to carry out a search of the consulate in San Francisco, including of the apartments of employees who live in the building, who also have diplomatic immunity. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.